Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, watching over the water down in Florida, and of course the week before down in Texas, I thought I was pretty safe here in New Jersey. But of course, it's no comparison to the tragedies of Florida and Texas. But I did have a flood here in Jersey. Yes, right here in the Relics Rarities Vault. Had a pipe burst, and damn, I lost a whole bunch of really good records, about, I don't know, 300 or 400 LPs. The 45s were safe, but many LPs were just completely ruined by water. It's amazing, but I learned the hard way that water can cause a lot of damage. Welcome to the Relics and Rarities Show. Yours truly, Dave the Rave, here in the No Static Attic with those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Yes, as I wade in the water. Kind of an appropriate song for myself and folks down south. Ramsey Lewis Trio. Spinning on the turntable. Yes, somebody might call me. They do that to me. And they might say, hey, it doesn't say Trio on the record. Well, you're right. On that Cadet 45, it simply says Ramsey Lewis, wade in the water. Well, hopefully no more for me and for lots of other people as we kick off Relics and Rarities.
I think you'll understand.
Beatles from 1964. Baby, you got something. You know what Dave the Rave has got.
Watch out. Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot.
Killer Garage, Sure Shot 45 by a group called The Shadows. The Shadows on the Standard record label, and a great song called Tell Me. Yes, well, talk to me. This guy was one heck of a performer, that's for sure. Yeah, watch some YouTube videos of Roy Head and the Traits. These guys were definitely dynamite, and I love this song. It's called Treat Her Right. Hey!
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Yes, I cheated. I turned the volume up real loud here in the No Static Attic, and I bet you did too. I bet Harold Friedkin, he must have turned that volume up real loud for that one. And Roy Head and the Traits on the Backbeat record label, and a tune called Treat Her Right. It's a 45 that recently sold on eBay for over $1,000, I believe.
Yeah. kind and showed me that you care. To hurt you, girl, is the last thing that I wanted to do. But if that was love that you were giving, baby, well, I got news for you. Because you didn't know what you wanted.
Know what you wanted.
Now you're lost what you had. And I'm sorry to say, I'm going away. And loneliness is a price you'll have to pay, 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 pay. A little time, I'm gonna have to put you down. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now there's just one more thing that I want you to know. That if you ever really love someone, you should always, always let him know. Because you didn't know what you wanted.
You know what you want.
Now you know what you had.
Don't smash it for 45. Former Day of the Rave discovery of the week. Can't turn that one loose. Got to dig it. 7th Avenue Aviators on the Congress record label. You should have held on. Yes, that's right. That's what I want to hear. I'll keep holding on from 65. Town Marvelettes from June of 1965, a top 40 record for them, and I'll keep holding on. Of course, well, it's hard to hold on to something that you really never had, and that's the story of this next record from Bruce Scott.
I feel bad. You know you can't do something. stop their crying, but they don't want to see your lips were lying, and you were never mine. You know you can lose something that you never had. If you ain't been happy, how can you feel sad? I can't even say that with you. I don't have the right to be loving you. You know you can lose something that you never had. If you ain't been happy, how can you feel sad?
'45 that came out in 1965, and I remember in the trades, like in a Record World magazine, there was this big, giant, full-page ad for that particular record, and I think a national TV appearance, I want to say a Shindig TV show, but it might have been something different, but a good record there from Bruce Scott, although the record never did hit the top 100. You Can't Lose Something You Never Had, a tune written by Al Cooper. He was one of the co-writers of that, along with Irwin Levine and somebody by the last name of Brass. And but put it down. Write it down. Try to find a used record store. Maybe get lucky and find that MGM 45 from 65. Once again, Bruce Scott, You Can't Lose Something You Never Had. This was a top five record in England, but never scored big here in America. But it should have. Group known as The Love Affair on the Date record label, and bringing on back the good times. That's what we're doing.
Since you went away, I've been losing my sleep at night. I thought there'd come a day when you'd be back to make everything right. But how wrong could I be? 'Cause now you're here.
Laugh again. Yes, you're bringing on back the good times. And you
exactly what we're doing here at this radio station. And I'm doing my best. Day of the Rave on the Relics Rarity Show, The Love Affair. Yes, big hit in England. And they also scored in England with Everlasting Love, the song that Robert Knight and Carl Carlton had hits with here in America. But over in England, if you look at the charts, you'll see that The Love Affair, they're the group that actually scored with Everlasting Love over there. But believe it or not, as good as that record sounded, and their other records were pretty good too, they never, ever had a top 100 hit, but they should have. Day of the Rave bringing you those lost 45s right here on the Relics and Rarities Show.
Can't find that forgotten 45? Well, Dave the Rave has them all in the No Static Attic. Give him a call now at 609-948-HITS, and he'll get it on.
He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
The lead singer. Did that voice sound familiar to you? It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer, Darlene Love, leading a group called The Blossoms, who did records on their own and, of course, backed up a whole bunch of hit records. Darlene Love and The Blossoms there from 1965, or was it 1966 for that one? I know it just almost made the top 100. It peaked at number 101. And then Reprise Records actually released it like a year later, trying once again for that to be a hit record. But the second time around, peaking at number 115. But Daniel Kilbacki, now there's a guy that knows how to take advantage of a guy like me, a guy with a giant 45 record collection. When I say I've got 110,000 plus original label 45s, that's the honest to God truth. So if you've got a lost 45 like that one, and like Daniel Kilbacki, who always contacts me, he calls me up at 609-948-HITS, at 609-948-4487. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. So if you've got a lost 45, let me know or email me, dave@davetherave.com.
You ask me, do I love you? That's a silly question. listen. If I didn't love you, would I call every day? If I didn't love you, would I act this way? So why do you ask? Do I really love you? When it's really so clear, even strangers can see. If I didn't love you, would I worry so? Watch every move when you come and you go. So just ask yourself, would I waste my time? If I didn't love you, would I hope and pray you back?
Chuck Jackson from the summer of 65, peaking at 46 on the Billboard Top 100 on the Wand record label. Chuck Jackson, and If I Didn't Love You.
But for now, just
Yes, I pretend a whole bunch of things, but I can't really talk about them. Top 40 hit record for the Raspberries out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. Spring of 1973 for that one. Tune called Let's Pretend. June of 1965, the Kinks had a top 25 hit record called Set Me Free. Did you buy that 45? Because if you did, you really got your money's worth, because on the other side, the B-side of the record, you'll find that great tune, which is just a great Kinks garage sound. I Need You, and I do need you, because last week I played a mystery oldie 45, and you get one guess only, and we did not. We did not get a winner, so I'm still looking for a winner. So I need you to take a guess. I need somebody out there to correctly identify this next record. If you already taken, if you've taken a guess, you could take a second guess now, because we're playing the record for a second time. Once again, the phone number here in the Relics of Rarities studios, it's 609-948-4487. 609-948-HITS. Or you can email me, Dave at DaveTheRave.com. Who is singing this next record? Good luck to everybody.
Something groovy to say. You just
6:45. Who's singing the record? 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com.
This is Dave the Rave. The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
My request. Yes, two very special listeners, Florence and Catherine Lyman in Island, New Jersey. They remember this one from the Lemon Pipers. Top 50 hit record on the Buddha record label, that great bubblegum record label in the spring of 1968 for the Lemon Pipers, who had big hits with Green Tambourine, and they also did one that I liked quite a bit called Jelly Jungle of Orange Marmalade. That one's called Rice is Nice. Once again, a special request from Florence and Catherine Lyman. Yes, rice is nice. So, Lorinda, how about some Spanish rice? Either that or they're going to have to throw some rice at you and me. Uh-oh! Dave the Rave here on the Relics and Rarities Show here in the No Static Attic. With the sound of the Moon Rakers.
I want to tell you something, baby, that you don't know. No, you don't know. Oh, once it's inside, inside your heart. You just listen to me, baby. Just listen to me. I said if it's all right. I said if it's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sound of the Moon Records on the Tower record label. Yeah, I had a flood in my house. I mentioned that earlier. And, of course, a lot of people have suffered a lot of water damage, a lot worse than I did. But I'm all right, and I hope you are, too. Moon Records on the Relics and Rarities Show. I know Tony Seward Gray, she's all right, especially when she hears Herman's Hermits.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
You know that when you're at a Peter Noon concert, you're definitely into something good. He's a fave of Dave the Rave, that's for sure. From late 64, Herman's Hermits, and I'm into something good.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities Show. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, got a special discovery of the week. I mean, I have been challenged by Kevin in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He said, Dave the Rave, there is a record that never hit the top 100, but my cousin was the keyboard player in the band. Do you have the record? Well, the record actually did chart. I found one chart for this particular record. Not surprisingly, it was on KIOA, 940 AM out of Des Moines, Iowa. And I say not surprisingly because the band was from Iowa. The group was called Dale and the Debonairs. And on the October 10th, 1966 survey from that radio station, Dale and the Debonairs had the number 48 chart position. With my discovery of the week, going out to Kevin once again in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, a tune called Take a Look at a Fool, Dale and the Debonairs on the IGL record label.
Wow.
hit the babe with all the records you crave. Yes, I've got the 45. I do. IGL record label, once again, out of Iowa. Dale and the Debonairs, my discovery of the week, a tune called Take a Look at a Fool.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. No barking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night, brain my numb, can't stop now, for sure ain't no doubt, keep an open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Let it out. Yes. Let it all hang out. That's what I love to do. Yes, we let it all hang out here in the No Static Attic. The Hombres, and that was actually a pretty big hit for them. The Hombres, Day of the Rave, letting it all hang out, although the clock on the wall says time to go. Yes, we've run out of time, but I had a blast. Hope you had a lot of fun, too. Hey, you remember Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny? Well, here's a 45 by them that, you know, definitely fell through the cracks. Tune called On the Mark. And, of course, that mark being close to the top of the hour. So, once again, you've got a special request, a Lost 45, make sure you contact me, call me up, and take a guess on my mystery oldie 45, because I need a winner. 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. I'll be hanging out here in the studios for just a little bit, so call me up. Even if the show ends, I'll take your phone call. And if you get my voicemail, leave a message. Leave your name and phone number, and I'll call you back. You can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And, of course, my email address, dave@davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.